In the only fireside chat ever made before a live audience, the leaders of the other American nations, he meets objections of critics who find the European war hopeless by citing the life struggles which produced such impossible ideals as those expressed in the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Emancipation Proclamation. And he compares today's dreams of peace with those dreamt by the patriots of 1776.
My fellow Americans of all the Americas, my friends, I am speaking tonight from the White House in the presence of the governing board of the Pan-American Union, the Canadian minister, and their families. The members of this board are the ambassadors and ministers of the American republics in Washington. Our future independence is bound up with the future independence of all of our sister republics. In June 1940, Britain stood alone, faced with the same machine of terror which had overwhelmed her allies. Our government rushed arms to meet her desperate needs. In September 1940, an agreement was completed with Great Britain for the trade of 50 destroyers for 8 important offshore bases. And in March 1941, this year, the Congress passed the Lend-Lease Bill and an appropriation of $7 billion to implement it. This law realistically provided for material aid for the government of any country whose defense the President deems vital to the defense of the United States. Our whole program of aid for the democracies has been based on hard-headed concern for our own security and for the kind of safe and civilized world in which we wish to live. Every dollar of material that we send helps to keep the dictators away from our own hemisphere. And every day that they are held off gives us time to build more guns and tanks and planes and ships. We have made no pretense about our own self-interest in this aid. The blunt truth of this seems to be this, and I reveal this with the full knowledge of the British government. The present rate of Nazi sinkings of merchant ships is more than 3 times as high as the capacity of British shipyards to replace them. It is more than twice the combined British and American output of merchant ships today. Nobody can foretell tonight just when the acts of the dictators will ripen into attack on this hemisphere and us. But we know enough by now to realize that it would be suicide to wait until they are in our front yard. When your enemy comes at you in a tank or a bombing plane, if you hold your fire until you see the whites of his eyes, you will never know what hit you. Our Bunker Hill of tomorrow may be several thousand miles from Boston. Today, the whole world is divided. Divided between human slavery and human freedom. We choose human freedom. No one of us can waver for a moment in his courage. Is such a world impossible of attainment? Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, the Emancipation Proclamation, and every other milestone in human progress, all were ideals which seemed impossible of attainment, and yet they were attained. I repeat the words of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. That little band of patriots, fighting long ago against overwhelming odds, but certain, as we are now, of ultimate victory. With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.